let's take care of things one at a time. Things that I thought we should discuss. Okay? Now, I pointed out, and I'm not sure, I have to look back at my notes, whether the Rav started the Shoresh, we're talking about a discussion about Shavuos night, which he had with Father about Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it was about the Renovi, okay? And what I did was I presented like a one-sided approach to this issue, okay? Now, I just want to say, if you're honest, okay, I'm not sure you can make a case in the Rambam that there's a problem here and that it might not be Torah, because I think the whole show is Shlishi is based on the issue that it is Torah, but it's not Nemo the Moshe Mishsin, and that's what he's arguing about. However, one could claim that it's not clear in Rishonim, and maybe in the Yerushalmi, okay? And let me tell you where this comes from. There's a very interesting phrase in Talmud Bavli. It says, Al Pi HaDibur. Okay, that's the phrase. And I look through in the various places where this phrase is used, and it refers to a Novi. Okay, Al Pi HaDibur, you know, it's a separate, it's a Dibur, okay? Whatever that means, but I don't know if that means Torah necessarily. And maybe this Lashon is betachav gadiktuk, that it doesn't mean Torah. And I have a whole list, if you want, of places in all of the Shas where they use the word Al Pi HaDibur, and kimar all of them are referring to Divrei Novi. All the list, the first list that I have, this is very clear. However, I found a new Shalmi referring to the machnois, okay, that Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisou, Yishalmi says in Shabbos in Perek Zayin, Api HaDibur. Okay. So that got me to think, okay, and maybe the Yishalmi, and maybe the Bavli does what it does, Badaf, because you don't find this in the Bible. Then I saw something interesting, and it's part of what I'm going to talk about maybe at the end, you know, if I get that book.
You mean not, Yerushalmi is referring to something in the Torah as opposed to Novi? What do you say?
Something's referring to the Torah. Al-Khayra. Al-Pi, you know, Al-Pi Hashem Yisov, Al-Pi Hashem Yachna, Al-Pi Hashem Yisov, Al-Khayra, you know, It's God speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael. So what is it? Okay. There's a thesis in Chulin. Okay. In his discussion of that Zayin of Nechasha and Nechreshes. Okay. Nechasha and Nechreshes, the Ram talks about later as being Horash Shor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct. To perceive, I say, no, that's off. It's a very, very, I don't know, it's, I don't know how to describe it, you know, I was aghast by it, okay? That the Gemara in Chulin says that this Melech didn't destroy it, and this Melech didn't destroy it. Why did, you know, this Melech Hinichu Mokum Lizgadeh, okay? And it seems they made this Nechash and Nechashis into Avodah Zarah. So what's the scoop? Why wouldn't you want to destroy it? Okay. So Tesis says that since it was Naseh Al Pi HaDibur, maybe there's a problem. They thought there's a problem to destroy it. So, Kamashmo, that's what it was, Machadish. No, there's no problem. Okay, or it's okay, or for this reason it's okay, whatever it is. The question is, why would you refer to Nechash and Nechash as Al-Piyadibur if the word Al-Piyadibur is referring peculiarly to Hiras Novi? So here, you could say, and maybe with Yerushalmi also, that maybe they're of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, which was not Lederes of Tayag Mitzvah, is basically a Novi speaking. It's not Torah. Shalom Yisrael. Okay? So I'm not 100% clear that what I presented in the Rambam, which is very clear, I think, in the Rambam, is necessarily the approach of Rishonim in general. Okay? Or the Yerushalmi. And it could be the Bavli's Meduktuk, and that's the issue that it wants. Okay? That's point number one. Point number two, I just want to make it very clear in the flow of the text of the Rambam. I saw the way people were asking that it wasn't 100%, it wasn't crystal clear, and I want it to be crystal clear. What the Rambam does, okay, is starts with a phrase of Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, okay, and he's trying to define, and that's the problem over here, because Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is certainly Teira, but Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is not L'Deres, is not Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, but that sounds offhand very odd. Because Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai is a place. Okay? And you could imagine that a Nevuah, which was Nemru, even a Rosh Shah, might have been Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. You know, there was no Rosh Shah of the Altiga, the Han. You know, it's certainly possible. Okay? And then the Tanakh says that Sinai is not a place or a time, but is referring to a concept called Ikar HaTorah. Ikar HaTorah, and Ikar HaTorah is Tayag Mitzvah. Okay. Then he proceeds to define how does he know that the word Sinai refers to Ikar HaTorah. Okay, so the step number one, Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, assumption, okay, postulate that Sinai is not a place or a time, but it's a concept, and then a proof to that, okay. Then he says, he quotes this pasuk, V'u'omer Hashem yis'ala alei elai he'horo, ve'yeshom v'etn l'cho es haluchais v'chulei. And I pointed out, the stress is on v'chulei, because referring to Atayu v'amitzvah, which the Rambam clearly says in Akdomah, is referring to Tayag mitzvahs. So that is the Ikar HaTorah. And that's what Har Sinai is. Alei Elai HaHorah. And that's what we're talking about. Har Sinai is not the Aseres Hadibros, the prophetic vision, whoever saw it, whoever it was, but Har Sinai is Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, Alei Elai HaHorah, Ve'yeshom, V'yetna Locho, Es Luchei So'Even, V'Atero V'Mitzvah. Now, he wants to understand what Torah is. And instead of just I'm quoting, you know, because he just says it in Mishneh Torah, that Torah is Torah Shebiksav, and it happens to refer to the mitzvahs, okay? You know, what's the scoop? How do you know that? So he uses Reb Simloi to prove that the word Torah, v'etna lochor, es halucha, es luchay sa'eva, Torah mitzvah, that Torah is Tafresh Yud Aleph mitzvahs. And that's an improvement. Yitzbazasim, Shadovit, Shasiva Moshe, Voroshamu, Kimi Menu, Huminyan Teira. And that is the name of Moshe Bissinig, as Ayahola. So that's step, that's what he's doing. Then, but he has a question. But how do we know then that this Teira is the Deiris? And how do you know maybe it's referring to all Teira? Okay? So he says that since in the Pasuk, and since we're going to assume Reb Simloi's drasha of Teira begematris Tafresh Yud Aleph is referring to those mitzvahs, and it says Meirosha Kilos Yaakov, that's why he quotes the beginning of the Pasuk of Meirosha before. Even Reb Simloi doesn't quote Meirosha, but he's saying since the Pirush Mekubal, it's a pshat in Pasuk. It's a Pirush in Pasuk. So it's a Pirush in Pasuk, you have to read the whole Pasuk. So it means Teira Tzivolonu, this Teira Tzivolonu is a Meirosha. So he knows from the Pasuk that Alei HaHora is the Ikar Teira, because that's a Teira Mitzvah, and that is the Mitzvahs, and that is Meirosha. Okay. So then he says to himself, maybe Meirosha is not the Deiris. Maybe. And that he quotes Kimei Hashemayim Alo Oretz. Because Kimei Hashemayim Alo Oretz is referring to Yerushas Oretz. And Yerushas Oretz is Meirosha. And Leman Yubu Yemeichem that is coming to tell you what Yehusha is all about. Okay? Now, I'm just a little bit confused. Okay? One could argue over here, okay, and say, yes, that the Meirosha of Eretz Yisrael is the Deiris. But how do I know that's the definition of Meirosha in general? That he doesn't tell you how he does it, okay? But that's what he's doing. Okay? And that is, and that's a little bit of Bechaya, the Karakemach, all the various ideas which I quoted last week, that is all to supplement this. This is the weak point over here. The Ramban, we'll see later, agrees and quotes more Rayas that the word Marosh is Lederis. Okay? Okay. You have a problem over here. Okay? And I'm not getting involved because the question is the translation over here that it's Tomit Sheyasmid Lederis or Sheyakayim Lederis? That is a very important issue. Because the Yerush Seretz Yisrael, they weren't there the whole time. So the question is, does it mean that it's only Kayim L'deiris? But on the other hand, the way he presents Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, which is where he defines the idea of Chavis Gavra, and that's what I pointed out last week, because that's why the Evorim, because the Chavis Gavra, even though the Chepsa that you do the Mitzvah is not Kayim, that the Amalek might not be around, or the Zainam Menabiram, but the Chavis Gavra is there. The Chavis Gavra is constant. So the question is, what is the idea of Meirosha exactly? And if you're using Eretz Yisrael as a proof about Meirosha, and the whole issue of goals in Eretz Yisrael, how does it do it? Okay? So there's a double problem. In Kimeash Moritz, how do you know that all Yerusha is like Eretz Yisrael? And even if you take Eretz Yisrael and given as it's true that all Yerusha are like that, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael was not Sheyasmid, but it's only Kayim. Okay? And the question is that enough for mitzvahs or not? Okay. That is now next point. Okay? Now I want to share something amazing. Now, here, sometimes You get so involved in looking at the Rambam and the Ramban and how they're dealing with a certain issue. And what issue they're dealing with is the Bahag, they lose focus on the Bahag itself. Okay? So I decided, okay, let's open with the Bahag and see what he says. And I was amazed that what the Rambam and the Ramban are presenting don't seem to be the Bahag. Okay? And I want to present the lines in the Rambam and the Bahag. Okay? That's the next step. Okay? It's like this. You look over here. Ukvato azulosenu gam b'sheirish hazeh. We discussed that last week, okay? V'lo yavo'u lirois kabbalah es achri kodesh. Okay? This love, v'lo yavo'u lirois kabbalah es achri kodesh. So how, and what does the Ram say, under what auspices is the Baha'i counting it? He says, V'gam elu eno noogos, and he disagrees with him. Eno noogos the dois kima midbo. The afal pisha omru and l'chera you should bring raya to the Bahag. That's the important thing. Remez l'geine v'sakasfo v'lo yavo lirois hara yaspik bi omru remez u'shapashte d'kro enoi b'dobaze. Okay. So he's learning that the Bahag is counting in minyan and mitzvahs. That lo yivo yiros abalas akodesh, this. So he says he can't, that's a mistake. Because if you count lo yivo yiros, you have to count pashit dekor. And the word remes says that it's not pashit dekor. And how do you know? V'gam eno mechlal mechuyvi misa b'dei shamayim kon she's boy b'tisep sanhedrin. And since the Gemara says remes that kilu there's a chiv misa v'meisu, whatever that means, that kind of impoigen boy, whatever that means, okay, see, proves that this is not the case. Okay, so if I ask you, with this backdrop, look at the Bahag. The Bahag, when he counts his lavim, he counts, he starts, he categorizes the asholos according to Einshin. There's Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin, then he goes to the Abba Mises Bezdin. Then he goes to Chayvi Krisis, and Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Chayvi Mises Leshomayim, and then he goes to the Loik. Okay, he's not machalik, which are loikin, but everything's loikin. Okay, but say, I'm not getting involved in that. So if I ask you, for lo yiro liros kabbalas hakodesh, according to the Bahag, and you're looking at the Bahag through Rambam spectacles, where would you count this mitzvah of lo yiro liros kabbalas hakodesh? You would have counted in the chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. So I looked at the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. You know something? It's not there. You know where it is? In the chayvei lav and the chayvei malkus. So I said to myself, Rabbeinu Sheilah, you know, it's all very nice. The Ram is having polemics with a shita which doesn't seem to exist. Okay? We have to deal with the Ram and what he says. But let's try to understand what the Bahag is doing. Okay. So what's he talking about? The, you know, where does this come from? There's a lav. Okay. Was that a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim?
That's the Gemara.
What?
That's the Gemara.
The Gemara seems to say there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Which Gemara?
The Gemara says if it was b'shem, you wouldn't need to kill him. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I don't care. You wouldn't need... That what? That you wouldn't, but the Gemara is talking about, but the Gemara seems to talk about, no, but he seems to learn in the Bahag there's a chibis leshamayim.
Correct, but the
yeah.
Bahag is...
Yeah, so the Bahag, you know, doesn't put it... That's what he seems to learn, the Bahag is a chibis leshamayim, but this Bahag, which he's talking about, otherwise, this next line, which he says, that it's not mentioned in chibis leshamayim, don't make any, doesn't make any sense. He's still learning the Bahag like this. Okay. So, you know, to show you this, elishu misa leshamayim, hoich lesatevel, clean tummy, shochle, the devotor, bechuli, goes on and on and on and on. Hare elu shiva v'achas shiva misa, shisha, and then he goes on, he explains, there's no mention here whatsoever. Okay? Then you continue in the Bahag. Goes like this. Elu shiva malchus aboim, v'elu shiva malchus aboim, Number kuf nun vav lo yevou lirois kabbalah. Okay, so it's exactly what I presented. And the interesting thing is, he doesn't quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Gein v'Sakasva. He quotes the lav, you know, in Kilishenai. So I want to show you something which I found in Tshuvas HaGeinim, and it is possible that this is the Bahag Shita. If it is, then there's a whole new world here. I cannot know for sure, because the Bahag didn't write the Tshuvas HaGeinim. It's certainly, you know, something which the opinion which the Geinim had, okay, but okay, it could be. I don't think it's far. I'm telling you what we know over here, that l'chayre there's no chimis l'shamayim, and l'chayre is not the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay? At least where the Ram learns it, or the Ramban. And the Ramban's also, no one's arguing about this point. Okay? The point is, you know, so what is it? See, here like this. Here's a Tshuvas HaGeinim. Tshuva Sagainim, Shari Tshuva, Simchotes. There are many types of Aveches. Okay, I don't know why. Okay. The Ram had, remember, in the beginning of Sherish Tess, four types of Aveches, right? Sagainim have six. Different categories. The Aveches Heim Nechlokim Lashish Chalokim. Chamishi. I'm talking about the fifth and the sixth. Chamishi is Ria, and Shishi is Kol V'Reach. So there's a category called Ria. There's Isurim Averis of seeing, and Zareach of smelling. And voices of Kol and Reach. Okay? Okay, good. Choose again. The AFP Sheelu Shnaim Achrinim Gonoria Vakol Yeshem Bacha Hanor. There is some type of Hanor in seeing and in smelling. Shiny Bain Hanor's Maisa Lano Shein Boy Maisa. But there's no real Maisa over here. It's only Kilu Hanor Abomimel or something like that. Okay, good. I'm not getting involved in what the issue is and what the significance is at all. Okay, good. That's what he says. That's not what's interesting me. Vahei hariyah. Okay, he's talking about hariyah. V'chule. Now, I want this line. V'od yesh loyma. Bichlal zeh. The chilek, this chilek, okay, chilek of Ria. Rias hakedesh, or hektish, bebeis kodshi hakadoshim. Seeing beis kodshi hakadoshim. Kiriaminin li'el, li'inin o'umnin, shoyu mishal shilin, B'tevois shelo yezuno einayim Rebase Kodesh Kadosh. Lo Yisuno Einei. Uksiv Nami. Listen to this next line. Uksiv Nami. V'lo Yavo'u Lichois. Kebal Es HaKadosh V'Meisu. Okay? This is a love of looking at the base called Shakadosh, which is knowing the days. There was something going on in the Mishkan, okay? And there's something which went on the days. So I understand that you don't have to fly out to Ramazim and Greenab as a Kasfa anymore. And this whole thing is like, you know, it's you know, it's we're not in the storm anymore, you know, we're okay. However, we have no scoop or no clue. Why should it be that the Chiyuv Misa de Shamayim should only be a Hirah Shor in Mishkan, and the Deiros, the Lav, should only be a Poshter Lav, not a Chibud Esrei Shamayim. We don't know how that happened. Okay? Because the Bahag only quotes in Poshter Chayvei Lavim. And even the Tshuvas Agoinim, it says, it quotes the whole Pasuk of Mesa. So I'm a little bit confused about this, but frankly, I'm not convinced that the Bahag is referring to Gainav Sakasva at all. Okay. So that is the next point. Okay. Now, I only ask myself, you know, a question, you know, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Avodah Yom Kippurim, so therefore he had to close his eyes, and lo you all the Vilah Kavalas HaKadosh. And, you know, there would have been a problem, or that was part of the head. That no, okay, yeah, what do you want to say?
Are the Gaon speaking about Chiyuvim Malkus?
It's not talking, it's talking about Averis. It's not involved in this issue. I'm just pointing out two things. There's a Lav, and he quotes the Lashon of the Pasuk in the Minyan HaMitzvos, and he quotes in the Chayvei Lav, not in Chayvei Misa Shemayim. Okay. Okay. Unless, you know, he himself learns that Vamesu might not mean the way the Gemara is not clear what it's a Chibis or Shemayim or not. You know, he can play around with that. But I'm not sure at all that the Bahag is referring to Gainas Akasva, and I'm not sure 100% what he's doing with the Chibis Shemayim, but it's not Chibis. That is the next point. Okay? So that's just, you know, I'm just telling you, you can't take anything for granted. Now, next. I started looking at this issue. Remez. Hare yaspik bi omrom remez. Ushepashti de kro eno bedovaze. Okay. So I asked myself the following question. So, look, you know, we find in Pirush Mishnah that there is a Pirush Makubal. Okay. And there's an Asmachta. And a Pirush Makubal has some type of basis in a pasuk, or some type of Pirush in a pasuk. And the Halacha Mishmi Sinai has no basis at all. Tzasmach has no basis. Okay. So the Rambam is trying to say that the word remez means something like asmachta. That there's no basis. The problem is that when you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's the Ramban asks, the issue of Tfuyoim Sheshimesh, and that it's Mechalel, or Chiyu Misa, whatever it is, Misa Shvei Shamayim, Gemara used the word Remes. Ram quotes this in Sefer Mitzvahs that there is a Chiyuv Misa Shamayim, and you know, and Pashi get the impression of Rambam that it's a Pirush Makubal. So the question is, so what's the scoop? So if that's what the word Remez means, so what happened over here? No, so, you know, so what's the argument? And that's the Ramban asks. Okay, you know, it's like a smashing question, right? So I want to suggest like this, and if what I'm saying is correct, it's like it's something major. Okay. And I want to bring proof to it. If you recall, even though, you know, I must say that the Rav influenced me, and when I saw the Igris HaGrid in Hilchos Mamrim, that he said a Pirush Makom becomes Pashe Dekor, and I was taken aback, you know. This is what Sherish Beis is talking about. But as the years progressed, I seem to come to the conclusion that you have to refine it a little bit. And a Pshuta Shel Mikra is maintained, but the Pirush Mekubal is a Pirush Kishmosh Kishinhu. Okay? Even though any Pshat or something like that, which is not like Pshuta Shel Mikra, is a drosha and nothing, this Pirush Makubal is maintained. Okay. But you ask yourself something in the following question. When you're talking about a Pirush, okay, even though it's not exactly Pshuta Shel Mikra, correct, but since it's a Pirush in the Pasuk, could the Pirush in the Pasuk be contrary to the Pshuta Shel Mikra? Intuitively, you would say no. Okay. And all I want to tell you, if you accept that, then I can sail and I'm Meim Luchis. And I'll tell you what I mean. And I'll take the example. And the example is amazing. The Rambam does, and I'll show you how it works here afterwards. The Rambam does something in Sefer Mitzvahs, and he goes out of his way in Mitzvah Chof to say Mizbeach Adom Mataseli. Okay, Mizbeach Adom Mataseli, that it's a Rasha, and Mizbeach Adom is referring to Obama. Then he says, however, you know, that there is an Indian of Mizbeach Adom Mechubal Kark and all this and that. And he goes out of his way then to say that Mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of Mikdash. However, it's a little strange. Why don't you say that Pirush, that the Pshat and Posek is the Rasha, but there's a mitzvah. The Deres of Mizbeach Adom are part of Mikdash and Mechubal Karka. But he says, no, that's not it. Mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of Mikdash. It couldn't be a separate mitzvah. since Pshut Shomikra is a Hirasha, you can't have a and the tzivui, the tzivui of Teira v'Rasha, you can't have a Pirush Makubo at the same time saying that it's L'deiris. And that's antithetic to the whole idea of Pirush. And in context of that, the Rambam says an amazing thing. The same way that I say this, my Mizbach Adom, my Mitzvah Chof, I say this also. By Lo Yevol Yul Ba'as HaKadosh, since the Pshuta Shel Mikra is referring to Masoros HaMishkan, that you cannot see the Pirk of the Mishkan, and the Pshuta Shel Mikra is a Rasha. You cannot say there's a Pirush Makubo, there's a Pirush, which is L'deiris. And that's the Ram says, Maspik, the Pashtet Dekro. And that must be that this, the Pashtet Dekro, is the Chastire. And therefore the Remes is only a Remes Ba'alma. However,
the sound isn't working. Leave it. Is your microphone off?
Maybe. No.
That's so here. That's a speaker. Where's the microphone?
I don't know. Where? I don't know. Okay, 1 second. Hold everything. Go like this.
Recording devices, sound. Look at recording devices.
Recording devices?
Well, you're recording, right? Makes sense.
No.
Do recording devices.
Okay. Get that out, okay. Recording devices, I'm sorry. Okay.
Microphone check.
Yeah. So what's going on? Okay, I'm sorry. What should I do?
I don't know. Keep going. I don't think it's any better.
It's on. 1 second. Need this one. Everything. One more second. I'll check it. Sorry. It's not going on at all. I don't know what this one is. Oh, look at this one. I don't know how that happened. That now it should work. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, let's see if it's working.
Is it working now?
I'll ask him, continue.
Okay. I decided maybe it was a different microphone. This is the main Dell audio. I don't know how that happened. I didn't change anything. Okay. Are we okay now?
Let me ask him.
Okay, now. Sorry. Okay, so you can't have, that's what you see, Mizbech Adom and Chof. And that's why he goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Chok that the Pshuta Shel Mikra Mizbech Adomo is a Rasha of Bomo. Memela, you cannot look at Mizbeach as a separate mitzvah, but it's only part of Mikdash. Similarly, Lo Yiro Lirois Kabbalas HaKadosh is also like that. That the Pshuta Shel Mikra.
Is it working now, sir?
Pshuta Shel Mikra is a Rasha. Is a Rasha. Okay?
He's taking his mother to the hospital now. I can't look.
Okay, good. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is a Rasha. So Mela, that's how we learn this remes, is not a Pirush Makubo. But it's a Stama Remes Ba'alma. However, by Tomesh Tfuyoim Sheshimesh, where there's no Stira, Tipshuta Shalmikra. The word remez in the Gemara could be a Pirush Makubal. And that's the Ram's answer to the Ramban. And that's the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvos. He says like this. He she his a coin, Fuyoin, may avoid Ava Pisha Toho, Achiav Shimshu, Womo, the Kohanim, Voloyhalu, Shame Elohim, Voiva, Lav Zem, Chai Misa Bide Shamayim, Koimo, Yoin, Fuyoin Shishimish, Vize Leneemal, Possek, Befeirish Batera, Elohu, Pirish Mokubo. And the Losh of Mos and Hedgin is the Chemes. And that's Ramban's Kasha. So the answer is that I never meant the word Chemes means that it's nothing to do with Pshutosho, Pirush HaMakubo. But you have to look at the Pasuk and decide what it is. And you cannot have Pirush HaMakubo Kishmo Kemo. Pirush Makubo is a pirush. And once it's a pirush, it has to somehow fit in to the Pshuta Shomikra. And that's the Chiddush of Rambam. If the Pshuta Shomikra is a Rasha, then he cannot have a Pirush Makubo saying the mitzvah of the days.
Are there none of the halakhas from the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim that were given l'shah, but we learn out from their l'doros?
I don't know if they're given l'shah and l'doros. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. I have no clue about this issue. No clue. Okay. Okay, next. What does he want? Okay, I think that if that's correct, I think that's something very, very important. The Rambam over here, the Rambam says like this, V'gam eno mechal mechui b'bisei shamayim. What does he want from that? Okay? What's the do? Here he's talking minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So I was wondering, you know, you could say just as simply that if the pasuk is serious l'deiris and the pasuk is a mesa, it should be mechi misa shamayim. Okay? Or maybe the Rambam is flipping it. And the two possibilities. Okay. The Rambam, even though he himself in Sherish Yudalid learns that in Oinche El Imchi Maschirin does not refer to Chiv Mises Shomayim, only refers to Chayv Mises Bezin and Chayv Krisis, which is an issue how he really does that, because do Chayv Krisis that are not Maschirin, they're not Lavin, but clearly doesn't refer to Chayv Lavin. I was wondering, maybe the Rambam's ready to entertain that the Bahag held in Chiv Misa B'dei Shomayim Ein Oin Shemel and Kei Maschirin. And the question is, Lo Yirol Lo Yirol, if he would have, if you would have seen a chibis reshamayim. So then you have it. Then it's a lot of minyan, because he's talking about minyan mitzvahs over here. The issue is not a chibis reshamayim. So I thought that's not what he's trying to prove. He's trying to prove, he says, even if you take and accept that the chibis reshamayim requires, goes with ein oy chem kimas hirin, but there's no chibis reshamayim over there. Okay? And that's the point. Next. Okay, next. You know, like this. The question here. There's a very odd, this whole thing is very odd. And it's really out of the purview of what I want to talk about. Because the Gemara, what it talks about, Gunir Sakasva, talks about Kanoim Poygumbur. So, how does that square with Chimis Reshamayim? What type of Gavaktil do you need? And how do you do it? What do you do? How do you kill the person? Under what auspices do you do that? So Ramban does a major thing and says that every Kanoin Pogenboy is more chomo than a Chimis Reshomayim. So you kill the Maisa. You can imagine such a thing. Okay. So he says, so then the Ramban says, so if it's not Meshech Chibis Shamayim, that doesn't do anything. It's even more than that, okay? That's his point. The Ran says, and he quotes the chidusim hamiyuchoseis liharan. Okay. The honey, he says like this. V'im treima l'divir Ramban ikar bo chimeis l'shamayim lo yivo yor kvaras ha-kledesh. V'im treima im kein. Okay. The only thing to do is just close the thing and reboot it. That's part of what you have to do.
It's not giving any sense, you said.
I can reboot it, but you know, it's not going to. It's not, you know, it'll take 10 minutes anyway. It's not worth it, probably.
Probably not worth it.
Okay, we got the sounds of both the ones, right? Got it over here. Right? That's the wrong one. And the one sounds, right? I did the wrong thing. One second. Do it again. Recording devices, right? Right? Spatial sound is off. What spatial sound? Maybe that's it. Let's see.
There's a thing, one second. The thing says testing. Here.
No, one second.
Troubleshoot, do troubleshoot.
One second. Let me take the spatial sound and let me knock it on. How can it be on?
Could
it
be volume?
The volume is on the top. Mine is the top. One second. Spatial sound. How can it be
forget
done?
The spatial sound.
Forget the spatial sound. What should I do?
Troubleshooting sound problems. Let you test it.
Okay.
Nothing happens. Oh, wait. Playing audio. Detecting problems.
Okay, good. So we just have to detect. We'll continue saying. I mean, I can't do anything anyway, right? Okay, so let's go now.
Maybe reads his computer.
Didn't look for his work.
No, I'm saying the other person is hungry. Guess who?
I don't know.
Somebody knowing it.
Okay. Now, what I just want to point out over here is he says over here in Rambam, Lochin, he asks a hikshal of Tamidoi, Vo ika tome sheshimesh im oisin shebe misa o milsasa bede odom. And tome sheshimesh is mentioned in the list. So why is it mentioned in the list? It's the, how can it be mentioned in the list of chidei shamayim? If you say chidei shamayim, if it's bede odom, it's not mentioned. Yes, open enhancement. Okay.
Look where we started.
Okay, I opened enhancement, that's going to do it. Then you can do a test afterwards. Let it enhance first, okay? Okay, and then, so he says, L'chein tsevim chachmei hateisiv ramam. Play sounds. Play sounds?
No, we want to record, not play.
Okay, skip this step. You want it? Generic audio driver detected. Troubleshooting was unable to automatically fix all the issues found. You can describe details below. Generic audio driver.
I think we should forget it.
Forget it now. And forget the test, because the test doesn't allow a test. Okay, we say the right. I forget. So Zeram says, "L'chein tsevim chachmei teis Rambam de'begrinim v'sakasvo leke mis bidei shamayim, avo mikom okrim remez misa husko be'inyan klei akidish." Well, it's not real. Okay, it's not a real mis bidei shamayim. So the Rav, you know, was playing around. Maybe you don't need really anything, not even Naran, going further than Naran. All I want to tell you is one thing. I think it's very clear in Rambam that whatever is going on in Kanoim Purgim Boy, it's not the Ramban. Kanoim Purgim Boy is not more chomer than Misle Shumayim. And the Rambam is very clearly not like that. The Rambam, and it basically is the seed of the Rambam in the Prokim in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Because what the Rambam does, in Perek Tezayin in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Kishem Shemitzvah Lahomis as a Mochiv Misa, Kach Mitzvah Sasei Lahalkas as a Mochiv Malkas. Beseder. Perg Yud Zayin, Ketz and Malkim as a Mochiv Malkis, and he discusses it. Perg Yud Ches, Eilu and Aloikin. All discussion, Eilu and Aloikin. Okay. And in that perg, he has a discussion of Machs Nisan Lekipa, of Chayvi Krisis, Shaloko and Loko and Loko, and Kanoi Poigin Boy, and Ki'ilu a hoidoas piv without shnayim. Okay. Then in Perek Yutes, he says, "Ko loisaser sheish bo kolos v'ein bo mis bedeik misis bezdin sheloiken aleihen echad v'eschid halacha beis ko mochui misle shomayim shehein bo loisaser v'yesh ben maise." V'loikin aleihem shmona asa. V'elu hein alachagim mishamish b'lekishon daim v'chulei and oibad debeinov v'chulei is no lav. Alachadal kol loisah shabatayu she'im b'lokoz lo mises bezden shaloikin aleihem kufsa meches. Okay. So l'chera, what happened is the Rambam was medakte to quote machnisin lekibor. And Kanoim Pogim Boy, before he quotes the Einish of Kolis and Misle Shamayim, together with Malkus. So I thought that the Ram's trying to tell you then we talk about Chumrah, the issue of Chumrah. Is Chi Misle Shamayim, is Mocham, and Kanoim Poigimboy, and the whole thing doesn't exist. Kanoim Poigimboy is a separate heta. What's the Issa here exactly? We don't know, and maybe there isn't. Once, especially when the Gemara talked about Mekalo Krisim, Bekrismoy, and Mekalo Krisim, Krismoy, and Ramnuchas Avodah Zorah, is to Mekalo and Avodah Zorah with the Shem Avodah Zorah. And if you're not Mekalo with the Shem Shamayim, it's not Chayv Malkus Bechal. And they talked about a Chiyuv Misa, and it says Mechzek Chiyuv Misa. And if Mechzek Chiyuv Misa Shamayim is enough, so it's clear that things are not serious in the Gemara. And you have to understand the Pshat in the Gemara, but that's the Gemara ends up. So Mechze, okay. See, even according to Ramban, and this Kanoim Poigimoy, from Makala Klesim Beklesimoy, so, you know, what does the Ramban do with that, if it's very serious? Okay. So you can tell me that, you know, so what the Gemara want? That it's more, there's a Chiyuv, and it's more, you know, so what did it? So what happened? So that is the issue. Now, next. Here, it's really the last issue I wanted to talk about, but I don't think this is going to do justice to the issue. I just started, and Mehtar Hashem will pick it up next time. We talk about the Rambam's very clear. For Omo Yisale, Al Totze es Moye Ve'al Tizke Bo Milchomo V'chein Aschog B'nei Amo In Al Tetsurim Ve'al Tizke Bo. The Rambam is very clear that it's a Ro Asho. Okay? And he asks on the Bahag, and the question Menei Obey is correct, because the Bahag himself does not count these Lavim and Minyan HaMitzvahs. So he says, why do you count this and not that? You know, it's very straightforward. The problem becomes very, very serious, because the Ramban, not over here, and Sherish Gimel. I'm just going to tell you the two problems, and then, you know, and the big problem I'm going to say now, and we'll have to, you know. He doesn't say anything here, but at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Mitzvah Shochar Lav, he says, you know, there might be three new Lavim that I'm ready to count in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Lav of Moyav, and the Lav of Amoim, and the Lav of Edoim, which Ram doesn't even talk about over here. And he says, not the show. And the proof that he quotes is amazing. And we have no clue what the Rambam's going to do with it. Because what he has done in his proof is taken the Rambam, the nucleus of the Rambam's thesis in Sherish Gimel, and torn it to pieces. Because the Torah says by Moyav, I mean by Amoim and Moyav, it says Al Tetzurei Ki Yerusha Natati Levnei Loi. So Ramban has a whole tasha that the word Yerusha is Lederis, and brings many more ayahs than the Rambam. So how can the Rambam maintain that the word Yerusha means Lederis, and that is the hallmark of why Sherish Gimel is Lederis, when the Torah says and the Ram said, that's Lashon. Okay. to explain to you next week where the Rambam's coming from, you know, and what he's trying to say. But this kasha, l'chira, is less bar naga de bar nag, or bar nag, there's nagu bar naga l'fakir.
Well, you could say it's a kasha on the shoresh, or you could say it's a kasha on why he didn't count it.
Whatever it is, but
yeah,
you know,
right,
you have to deal with it. He, on the shoresh himself, he asked for this. It's not only a kasha on the shoresh, he asked from these. And he says it's clear that the Lashaw. And in the lav itself, it says Kirusha in Dvorim Beis. Okay, we say that. That's long.